The human fascination with birds can take many forms. NPR's Jeff Brumfield found that out while reporting on a landmark series of papers about birds that's out today. He asked lead researcher Eric Jarvis to identify this familiar call.
Well, of course, an owl.
No, I'm afraid that's a mourning dove.
Oh!
Jarvis may not know bird calls, but he knows a lot about bird genetics. Here's Jeff explaining how researchers used bird genomes to figure out their evolutionary history.
Birds are actually dinosaurs, and for a long time, their ancestors were just hanging around with all the other dinosaurs. That all changed about 66 million years ago, says Edward Brown.
There was a mass extinction linked to a large asteroid impact.
Brown studies bird evolution at the University of Florida. The land-based dinosaurs died, but a few bird ancestors survived. And with the big dinos out of the way, the birds spread their wings and covered the entire globe. They quickly evolved to live at sea, on land, everywhere from deserts to the Arctic.
The major groups of birds appeared very rapidly.
That's why it's so hard to tell who's related to whom. Today's bird species all look and sound very different from each other. Which brings us back to Eric Jarvis, that guy you heard earlier calling a mourning dove an owl.
We actually studied doves in the lab, a ring dove that goes...
Jarvis is a neuroscientist at Duke who's trying to figure out how different birds learn their songs. To do that, he has to know how the birds are related to each other. He decided the best way to sort this out was to sequence as many bird genomes as possible.
We just basically put out a call and had people come together who were sequencing bird genomes.
More than 200 researchers got involved. They sequenced 48 bird genomes. Then they fed the genetic information into supercomputers. The computers crunched the data and out popped the most likely evolutionary tree for all birds. It's published today in the journal Science. What does it show?
Only four lineages survived that massive extinction, and they gave rise to 95% of the species we have on the planet today.
Those four basic lines have given rise to thousands of bird species, and it's surprising who turns out to be related. Parrots are actually close relatives of falcons. Pigeons are more closely related to flamingos than they are to crows. And then there's landfowl, like chickens. They're not close to anything except ducks. Julia Clark says this new bird reorganization is probably right. She's a bird paleontologist at the University of Texas at Austin, and she says data crunching studies like these are starting to show a clear picture of bird evolution.
We seem to be kind of converging on a single answer.
Clark is also a bird watcher, and she says these genetic studies haven't found their way into bird guides yet.
A lot of the stuff really, I think, should be very compelling to bird watchers.
Remember that parrot-falcon connection? It turns out all songbirds may have evolved from big predators, things that looked like hawks. So maybe those genetic researchers who can't tell an owl from a dove shouldn't feel so bad after all. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.